You're listening to SBS News.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe has told a Senate committee the JobKeeper wage subsidy program might need to be extended. Mr. Lowe says it's too early to know what the economy will be like at the end of September, but he stressed the importance of not withdrawing stimulus measures too quickly.
If we have not come out of the current trough in economic activity, there will be a debate about how the JobKeeper program transitions into something else, or whether it's extended for specific industries or somehow tapered. I think it's very important we don't withdraw the fiscal stimulus too early.
Labor's employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says the government should act on Mr. Lowe's warning and extend JobKeeper.
The Reserve Bank governor today has belled the cat and made clear that the idea that you would retract all support to the economy and to the labour market from September is ludicrous.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the scheme will be reviewed next month, but he reiterated the government's previous messages that the measures are designed to be temporary.
The Prime Minister, the Treasurer have been absolutely clear there's a review in June. And beyond that, I'm not going to try to foretell or foresee the future, but the Prime Minister has said that all of these measures are temporary measures to get Australia through. That principle remains the case.
While unemployment is predicted to increase in coming months, COVID-19 case numbers are going in the opposite direction. Australia's overall case numbers are relatively stable, and there have been 103 deaths. The latest was in the central Queensland town of Blackwater, where a 30-year-old man died after being sick for several weeks. He never had a COVID-19 test, but a post-mortem found the presence of the virus. Queensland health authorities are busy testing people in Blackwater, a town with a population of less than 5,000. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Janet Young, says she wants as many people as possible in Blackwater to get tested. And Dr. Young says her call for increased testing applies right across the state.
For us to go forward and to lift those very onerous restrictions that have been in place now, we must do more testing. We have the capacity in Queensland to test 10,000 Queenslanders every single day. We've not even reached half of that number. So I implore Queenslanders, if you have any symptoms at all, or a fever of 37.5 degrees Celsius or above, or a history of fever, then please come forward and get tested.
New South Wales has recorded just one new case, with the infection related to an overseas traveller who's in hotel quarantine. The state has a testing target of 8,000 tests per day, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian has thanked those who are coming forward for tests.
9,900 people came forward for tests in the last 24 hours, which is an amazing result. We have an 8,000 test target, and so thank you to everyone who's come forward. And there was only one case identified, which was someone in quarantine, ironically a Queenslander, and as soon as it's safe for them to go home, they will. Again, an encouraging result, but we can't let down our guard. We always have to be vigilant because of the daily risk that the deadly virus poses to all of us.
A meatworks that was at the centre of the largest known cluster in Victoria has been allowed to reopen. 300 employees of Cedar Meats have been cleared by health authorities to return to work. The abattoir neighbours a business park, which still has about two dozen offices in operation. Some of the workers in the park told SBS News that they're feeling anxious despite the extra health checks in place and the assurances from the chief health officer, Brett Sutton.
Obviously, there's a question about whether any other transmission might be there in the community. We haven't seen it pop up. We've seen some of their close contacts become positive, who've also gone through their period of isolation. But Cedar Meats will need to be alert to anyone with symptoms.
On the travel front, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's possible that flights to New Zealand could resume even if some of Australia's domestic border closures remain in place. New Zealand and Australia are in talks about the creation of a so-called travel bubble, which would allow flights to resume across the Tasman. New Zealand has not had any new cases for the sixth day in a row. It has just 8 active cases and no one is receiving hospital care. Mr. Albanese says flights resuming would be positive for both nations.
It's certainly possible that would occur in terms of New South Wales, certainly, is, and Victoria are the two states, the only two states, along with the ACT, that don't have closed borders at the moment. If agreements can be got with New Zealand, again, that would be a good thing.
And residents of a university college in Melbourne have been evicted for breaking social distancing measures. 24 students at Trinity College have been told to leave after a party was held on Monday night. The students will be allowed back when semester 2 starts in August. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.